Hi, everybody, and welcome back to a brand new week of bite-sized political podcasts from yours truly. Thank you so much for downloading this, and my thanks to Quantum Hypno for sponsoring this. So, okay, I've entitled this podcast, When Conspiracy Becomes a Reality. And the first thing to say is that it's never comfortable when you're living in a psyop to be one of those people who sees that it is a psyop. And I believe we've been living through, in the past 3 months, a psyop revolving around the royals, in particular Princess Catherine, Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton. You know, she's got several names, hasn't she? And of course, some of you will remember that I've put out podcasts saying it's really strange the stuff that's going on with the media. You know, first of all, there's a silence from Kensington Palace, which seems strange. Inexplicable, but it was a silence. And when that silence got to a certain point, out came a photoshopped picture, family picture on Mothering Sunday. Remember that? And then that fell apart within 24 hours. And then silence. Then there was, oh, look, we've got a video of her and William, and they're really healthy, and they're strolling down to the Windsor farmer's shop, and she's carrying a big bag. She's really healthy. And then when people said, well, hang on, it doesn't look remotely like her, then there was a bit of a further silence. And then the other day we had the big reveal that she has got cancer. Although even that's a bit unclear, because she went in for abdominal surgery, which the indications are wasn't for a cancer. Right, but they discovered cancer, and then after 6 weeks, they've diagnosed it, which is strange, 6 weeks. And now she's in early stages of chemo. And I think it's all a wee bit vague, but you will remember me saying, why are they doing this? Why are the royals doing all of this? Putting out these fake photographs, these photoshopped images, these fake videos. Why is this happening? Which brings me to today's story. I read with great interest in the press that, quote, tech companies are urged to act on the Princess of Wales conspiracy theorists. Social media was rife with false stories about Kate before her brave cancer announcement. Do you see how you're being psyoped? Could it be any more clear? So this is exactly the baiting that I thought was going on of the media, of independent journalists. By deliberately contrived by Kensington Palace and the royals in particular, so they can then turn around and say, aha, gotcha. Those theories that you were coming out weren't true. No, she hasn't left her husband. No, he hasn't left her. No, she hasn't decided to withdraw from public life. She's got cancer. And just the word cancer should shut you people up. But not only that, but we now need to track you down. All of those of you on social media who said hurty things, inconsistent with narrative, and tech companies need to act against you. So that's what they're saying. So you can see exactly how this one's going to play out, don't you? The establishment, and they don't come any more establishment, by the way, than the royal family. The establishment want to censure voices who question the stuff that they have been doing. So, for example, should those of us who questioned the fake photograph, which no one even is disputing it's faked anymore, should we be punished because we said, hang on, this photograph isn't real? This has obviously been photoshopped. Should we be punished for saying that? Because we were saying the truth before other people were prepared to accept it. And should those of us who said, hang on a second, this video of them at the farm shop in Windsor, that doesn't look remotely even like her. And it's not. I don't think anyone believes that was her and him. Should we be punished because we truthfully flagged up something that was fake? You know, and so it's like we're being punished. And in so many ways, this is true, isn't it? They want to punish us because we raised questions. We asked, I think, very realistic questions of them. And we still are, actually, by the way, because not everyone buys into the, right, she's got cancer now, shut up. Not everyone buys into that. There's lots of questions about that video. I'm sorry to break it to you, but that video that was put out, there are strange inconsistencies in that video. Now, I'll not go into them, but I've had AI experts contact me and say that they find the video very problematical. And they're saying that in terms of these are people who are, you know, experienced in this kind of thing. And they see stuff that you and I probably wouldn't naturally see, like the fact, for example, that none of the flowers in the background, nothing, or the grass, nothing moves in the wind, which is strange. But anyway, look, even if you want to go down the route that, okay, they've admitted that the lady's not well, she's got a cancer, leave her alone. Fair enough. But why does that mean the tech companies have to clamp down on people who ask questions about the Princess of Wales? Why should that be? What divine privilege does she have that you and I don't have? I don't think she's got any divine privilege or any special, insularity from people asking sensible questions. Now, yeah, are there mad conspiracy theorists out there? Yeah, of course they are. But there always will be. There always will be. And anyway, we know that the very term conspiracy theorist is developed by the CIA in late 1963 when people started to say, hang on a second, see that assassination of Robert F. Kennedy? Things don't quite, add up. Like we know where it comes from. We know the Mockingbird media. We know about all of these stuff now. You know, we have become very sensible, I think, in asking questions. But I don't think they want us to ask questions. So what they're going to say, they're going to bring in, Elon Musk or his representatives and say to them, look, there were some people saying some very hurtful things about Princess Catherine, and we really need to clamp down on them. And there's one particular news site, Unity News Network, which I've been on many times. And I know David Clues, who runs Unity News Network. And David has been pretty remorseless in pointing out the inconsistencies and the things that don't seem to stack up, and he's getting an awful lot of abuse for it. So I just want to put on record the fact that I fully understand what David's trying to do. He doesn't deserve the abuse that's being hurled his way. I think he's big enough and strong enough to accept it, mind you, to take it, but he shouldn't have to, because he's doing what any good journalist will do. He's asking questions. And just because those questions are not, convenient, that doesn't make them any less valid. This is, in a sense, in my own way, I kind of go the same route as well. I think, and this is just for what it's worth, that I suspect that Princess Catherine does have cancer. I don't know what kind of cancer, they're not telling us that. I suspect that it's maybe, let's say I'm not sure just how good it's going to be for her. And I don't say that with any satisfaction. So therefore, if she has got not a very good prognosis, clearly they would want to hold that back. And I understand that. I get that. But they did that by lying to us. Let's just call a spade here. We were lied to. And just because some of us exposed the lies doesn't mean that we are now the bad guys, because she's finally come out and told us the truth. So that's where I am in this one anyway. I think that, just like in 1963, in 2024, the people who ask tough questions are the people who are going to be demonized. And that's wrong, and it needs to be acknowledged. Thanks for listening.